You're listening to the Isaka Journal podcast. In this edition, we're speaking with Information Security Matters columnist Steve Ross about his Volume 4 column titled Chief Cyber Officer. So, Steve, what motivated you to write about the Chief Cyber Officer?
In the course of doing another article, Cyber Privacy, I dropped the term Chief Cyber Officer into the conversation without much thought. Okay, possibility of a new function. And that just stuck with me because, you know, there are, to my knowledge, there's nobody with that title. So I decided I would search on the term. And at first, when I did it, Google came up with nothing. A couple of months later, I found four references to something that was called a cybersecurity officer or some variant on that phrase. I figure that is at least some reference points. But as I said, just four mentions doesn't make much of a difference. All the rest pointed to generally to CISOs, Chief Information Security Officers. So again, thinking about it, I said, what's the difference between a CISO and what I'm proposing as a Chief Cyber Officer? And the answer sort of falls into two categories. Number one, the responsibilities of a Chief Cyber Officer incorporate security, but go well beyond it to deal with all of the things that would have to be done either to prepare an organization to be more resilient against cyber attacks or preventative, as well as being the point person for dealing at the corporate level with any attack that did occur and trying to improve performance both in detection and recovery when they do happen. That's a much broader scope than the CISO. The second is that the Chief Cyber Officer has a unique position, not in terms of the technology, but in terms of the business, having responsibilities with legal matters, with communications, external and internal, with financials that go beyond the role of the CISO, perhaps fall into the role of the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, but again, broader to, or either way you want to look at it, broader to include other parts of the company or the agency, or narrower to be focused specifically on defense against these kinds of attacks. So I see it as having a sufficiently broad and focused scope, and that's an interesting combination of terms, broad and focused, that this Chief Cyber Officer is a sense, it makes sense as a function in today's rather challenging environment.
Why is it important for the Chief Cyber Officer to have decision-making power?
Because there's such a limited amount of time in which to make the decision that we are under attack and take action against it. One of the things that has come out in some recent research, I point to the Poneman Institute in the article, and they're saying, I'm reading now, malicious attacks can take an average of 256 days to identify, while data breaches caused by human error take an average of 158 days to identify. Simply reducing that and saying, aha, I recognize we're under attack and we need to turn off that application, close down that subnet, close down an entire data center if it came to that. This is a function that, in my experience, very few CIOs are willing to take without the approval of the business and business management. But somebody's got to make that decision and take that action very quickly and decisively. So that if the Chief Cyber Officer is given air cover, if you will, by senior management and frankly by the board of directors to act on their behalf and say, we're under attack, do this, whatever the this may be. That's what necessitates this role. That's what necessitates someone in a position of particular authority within a very narrow range. This person does not have the ability to say, we're not putting this application into production because it wasn't well written. That's a traditional CIO function. But on realizing that an attack is going on, that same application may be closed down because it was not well written and left the company vulnerable.
Will the role of chief cyber officer be easy to fill, or is there a skills shortage?
Well, obviously there's a skills shortage. I mean, across the whole cybersecurity space, there's a skills shortage. In some measure, that's because there's a skills shortage across IT professionals. But the combination of talents that I just described, good business savvy, communication skills, technical understanding, leadership ability, those aren't easy to find anywhere for any function. But that doesn't mean that you can't appoint somebody and let him or her grow into that role. As I mentioned in the article, one of the logical steps to both technically and politically position this role is to promote the CIO or the CISO into that, particularly the CISO, into that role. But that implies that the CISO has that combination of skills as well. And again, in my experience, there are many very capable chief information security officers who could just stroll right into that post and do very well. But then there are some others who I know who don't have either the communication skills or the technical knowledge beyond information security, because they need to understand in depth infrastructure and application development as well. So it's not going to be an easy role to fill. But as I said, that's not unique to this position.
Do you think enterprises will want to create this role, or do you think there may be some opposition to it?
I would have to say, not that they are opposed to it, but they haven't even thought of it, which is why I decided to go ahead and throw this particular cat amongst those pigeons. But there is a time not that long ago at all, when I knew the first person in my experience who bore the title Chief Information Security Officer at a large bank here in New York. Personal friend as well. And it was a shock at the time. What do you mean, chief information? This is just, you know, just the security geek who handed out the passwords. No, we're talking about somebody with significant executive responsibility. That change happened very rapidly from sometime in the late 90s to the early 2000s, mid-2000s. It became a common term and a common responsibility. I think the same can happen with this chief cyber officer role if both the threat is understood properly at senior levels, which is an educational effort by itself, and by the recognition that an organizational response, not simply a technical response, is necessary to confront the threat.
Thanks, Steve. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But be sure to read Steve's Isoca Journal Volume 4 column titled Chief Cyber Officer.